Is there more to midlife than just getting through it? Absolutely. Welcome. I'm your host, Debbie Cunningham, jazz artist turned midlife mentor, and I'm here to say to you loud and clear, it's time for your midlife crescendo. Hey, friends. This week on Midlife Crescendo, we are talking to Dr. Anna Kabeca. She's known nationally as the Girlfriend Doctor. We are talking about hormones today and how to balance them naturally during menopause and postmenopause. She'll also tell us about the most important hormone we need and how to boost it on a daily basis. I had such a nice long conversation with Dr. Anna because she has so much great information to share. Since I don't want you to miss any of that, I've split our interview into two podcast episodes. So before we dive into part one today, I have a question. Have you entered our giveaway yet? We have 1 week left. I'm excited to announce we are giving away some Midlife Crescendo merch, some of my jazz music, Chocolate is a Girl's Best Friend songs and t-shirts, and more. There are two ways to enter. First, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. If you need help with learning how to review the podcast, I've posted an instruction guide on my website. Go to debbiecunningham.net/review. That's debbiecunningham.net/review. And there's an instruction page to show you how to review the podcast wherever you listen. I'll also post this direct link in the show notes. Before submitting the review, take a photo or screenshot of it with your phone and email it to info@debbiecunningham.net. And then you'll get 5 entries into the contest. If you've already reviewed it and forgot to enter, no worries. You can still email me a screenshot of your review. Just go to the podcast, click on reviews, find yours, and then take a screenshot or a photo and send it to me at the same address. Easy peasy. You can also enter on our Instagram page. Go to instagram.com/midlifecrescendo. Look for our giveaway post and follow the instructions there. You just need to like the page, share it, and tag 2 friends who would enjoy the podcast. Then you'll be entered into the contest. Don't forget, we only have 1 more week to go. Okay, on with the show. Okay, everybody. Today on Midlife Crescendo, we have Dr. Anna Kabeca here with us. Dr. Anna is a triple board certified and fellow of gynecology and obstetrics, integrative medicine, anti-aging and regenerative medicine. She holds a special certification in functional medicine, sexual health, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. She lectures frequently throughout the world and is known nationally as the Girlfriend Doctor. She's also the host of the Girlfriend Doctor Show. She has personally developed natural products to help women balance their hormones and thrive through menopause. And you'll hear more about those later. So welcome, Dr. Anna. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's good to be here with all of you.
Dr. Anna, the first question I always ask is, tell us something about yourself that is not on your bio.
Well, let's see. On the weekends, because my daughter's in rodeo, I haul a 33-foot horse trailer with a big old truck.
Oh my gosh. I bet that keeps you busy.
Yeah. I think that's a surprise finding. I always joke, like a Porsche during the week and a truck on the weekends.
Definitely a big difference there. Well, today we're talking about hormones and menopausal health. And I tell you, women have an exponential hormonal decline in their 40s and 50s. And so I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about hormones, how they influence us, and as they change as we age.
Yeah. So it's a flux, right? Our hormones go in flux, and they're, for women, our fluctuations start monthly, you know, with our menstrual cycle, right, with both estrogen and progesterone kind of low in the beginning of the cycle. Then we peak with ovulation, with testosterone soaring high, kind of signals our brain, hey, it's time to reproduce. And then in the second half of the cycle, we call that the luteal phase, where the ovaries, you know, really taking over. And that's a progesterone dominant phase. And then as we age, that progesterone starts to decline more rapidly than estrogen, and we start to get more of the low progesterone symptoms, or we say estrogen dominant symptoms. And that is the symptoms of breast tenderness, irregular menstrual cycle, breakthrough bleeding, irregular cycles, and then further on into difficulty sleeping, anxiety, mood swings, irritability. As my client once said, I feel like there's a monster living in me that just rears its head at times. I don't know where she comes from. Yeah. So over time, the progesterone levels decline, and the estrogen fluctuates in menopause with triggering hot flashes and body temp changes that affect the thyroid. And so, and then testosterone gradually declines as we age.
I think we've been conditioned in our society to dread the season of life. But I know that you have really done a lot of research around this topic, and I want to help our audience start to realize that they can move into menopause and feeling more empowered. Can you talk a little bit about that?
When I was studying and traveling around the world, and I learned that in Japan, they use the term konenki, which means second spring.
I
Second
love
spring
that.
for this season of life. I love it. I love it. I was thinking earlier today, because I'm choosing paint colors for my kitchen. I'm repainting my kitchen cabinets. They were a dull brown. They're like a dull tan color when I bought it. So I'm painting them white, and I'm putting a pretty color, like a blue, green, teal color on my kitchen island, just to give me a pop of color and some extra added joy in the kitchen. And the you know we're, how had my daughter we were sitting there looking at this paint palette, and had words like cloudburst and spring rain and Mountain Dew, or like dew, like something like that, and all these beautiful names. I'm like, we really need to change our diagnosis codes in medicine, because we use menopause and that should be second spring. Postmenopause should be silver
All
spring.
right, I like that.
We think of these, I think I've been like playing with that, thinking of all these different terms, and then in medicine, if you're over 35 and you're pregnant, the term, our medical term is advanced maternal age. And if you've had more than one child, it's elderly multigravida.
Really?
Elderly multigravida. Yes, it's terrible. And it should be like basket of eggs and,
Right?
right? Like something definitely different. Some beautiful color ideas. We should take lessons from Sherman Williams as far as our coding diagnoses go.
Yeah. Well, there's so many, there's so many symptoms in menopause. And I mean that you touched on a few of them. Fatigue is one, and weight gain. What's such a difficulty in weight gain? And so I wanted you to talk about a little bit about your book, Keto Green. We didn't talk about that at the top of the hour, but that you have written some best-selling books, The Hormone Fix, Keto Green 16, and Menopause. So talk to us a little bit about what we can do with this weight gain problem, because I know a lot of women who hit menopause and they're like, I've gained 10 pounds or 15 pounds, and I'm not changing anything. I'm doing the same things, and it just deposits. So can you talk about the hormonal decline, how it's affecting our health in that way, with the fatigue, the weight gain, the night sweats, all of those things, and what we can do about that.
It's so interesting because, as we are in menopause and that time period, perimenopause and menopause, I mean, really, like we have a pressure cooker. Our lives are a pressure cooker. Like we keep putting things in, sealing the lid, the pressure's on. But and in menopause, and as our hormones change, that lid pops off, right? So like we've blown the lid off our pressure cooker. It can feel that way. It can absolutely feel that way. And so I think that during this time, there's this change. There's this time to open up instead of close down. And I feel that's so important. By design, we can have better wisdom in the second half of our lives. And what's happening during the shift, like the, what pops off the lid to our pressure cooker is this change in the hormones, the loss of progesterone, boom, off goes the pressure cooker, and that, declining in estrogen. All of this affects our thyroid gland as well. And so, and our adrenal glands. Our adrenal glands are that pressure cooker, right? Handling the stress every day, waking up to an alarm or not, and feet hit the ground and we're off running, getting the kids here or there, or our to-do list, you know, tidied up or written out, and kind of just like it's constant. And so as our hormones are changing and our reproductive hormones are declining, the hormone insulin and cortisol, so insulin, our blood sugar regulating hormone, and our hormone cortisol, our stress hormone, the fight or flight hormone, it's an anti-inflammatory hormone. That's why we use steroids, cortisones, in treatment like prednisone to decrease inflammation urgently if you need it. And so these hormones increase as we age. And as they increase, we get more blood sugar dysregulation, more thyroid dysregulation. And we can see this weight gain. So I'll tell you a story about a patient that was in my office recently. So first saw her at the end of October, and she was, overweight. She was complaining like she hasn't been able to get these 40 pounds off since menopause started. And, you know, she just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. So she had come in to see me, and immediately I'm like, okay, well, first thing we got to do is regulate your eating pattern, because it's pretty erratic. And, you know, the three meals, three snack type thing, people were brainwashed to believe is good for us, and it's not. And so started her with my Keto Green. It's kind of like my first step in working with clients. I get them in my Keto Green program, and I have them start with intermittent fasting and then cutting back on the carbs and really improving the alkalinizers, the greens that are in their food. And I had a great Keto Green breakfast and early dinner, Galiner, my daughter likes to call it. And I'll tell you, you know, what that looks like. And so we want to start regulating the blood sugar, because the weight comes on without doing anything different. And we're baffled, and we're like, oh, how much more can I exercise? How much more can I starve myself, right? Like, what? And it's not the case, sadly. It's more about timing and mindset and lifestyle than it is anything else. So this weight gain is, you know, her thyroid was, we say, a clinical hypothyroidism, even though her thyroid labs were within normal range, not optimal, but within normal range. And working on her diet pattern, addressing progesterone so she can get sustained deeper sleep, and adding that back in. And as well as I use supplements. I created some supplements to really help us, including a supplement I call Mighty Maca Plus, which has 30 superfoods that I used from around the world. And then I created this product from it, and it helps support the adrenals, helps support your body's natural hormone production, but also detoxification. Because all this time, like we're running on this oil filter, this hormone, you know, this detox filter, and we've never changed it. We've never cleaned it.
Right.
We've never addressed it. Right. And so we've all these toxicity symptoms that have kind of built up over time. You might want to call it sludge. So we want to clean out that sludge. And so we do that through the nutrition, the lifestyle, and hydration habits, you know, making sure you're getting fluids and electrolytes. And I saw her back this week, and she had lost 38 pounds. Again, she's 58 years old. So she lost 38 pounds in just since October, since the end of October. No other meds, no Ozempic, no metformin, nothing like that did I have to put on her. Yeah. And she feels empowered, and she feels like she's got this sexier, healthier body.
That's awesome. Well, I was that patient. I was the patient that went to my doctor and said, "What in the world is going on?" And I put on the weight. And then she said to me, "Well, you just need to eat less and exercise more." So I did, and it didn't work. And then she said, "Well, try keto." So I did. That didn't work. But I have tried Keto Green after being introduced to you a few months ago, and that's helping so much. I feel better. And the Mighty Maca and the Balance Cream, which is helping me sleep better, because I'm the one who goes to bed and wakes up at 2:30 a.m. and I can't get back to sleep. And a lot of women are dealing with this not able to sleep at night, waking up constantly, and then we're dragging fatigue during the day. And I think it's really important to talk about how we can balance some of this stuff. And also, you touched on this, but I'm going to ask you to expand on it. Stress affecting hormones. I was really surprised how it's affecting our menopausal health. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so stress severely affects it because, you know, when we will produce cortisol to fight inflammation in our body and also to respond to stress. And we produce it through the production of pregnenolone and progesterone, our mother hormones, these hormones, again, that lid to our pressure cooker of our life. So we make more cortisol, boom, off goes the pressure cooker.
Right.
So it is, you know, and cortisol will put, you know, increase your blood sugar, which increases insulin, which increases fat storage. So you can be eating the same amount, but with stress, that's so significant. And this, you know, that physiology, realizing how important it is to address that. And in my like keto green, the green component is about alkalinity, alkalinizing foods, you know, cruciferous vegetables for hormone detox, fermented foods, alkaline supporting foods. Not that our blood pH is going to change much, but our urine pH chains, our cellular pH chains, the communication across our cell membranes change. And if we're in that high stress state, that's very acidic. And so it like acid will break down anything, right? It will eat through wood.
Right.
And it will do that to our bodies, our gut. And so then I see a lot of leaky gut in midlife women. And it's because of this chronic unrelenting stress. And we can conquer it by our thoughts and our nutrition patterns. And it makes like that management of it is key to obtaining really good hormonal balance. And it's again, I always say, takes more than hormones to fix our hormones.
Exactly. And I was surprised to find out that the adrenals take over the job of the ovaries when they start to decline. And I think our overcommitted multitasking American lifestyle is really detrimental to us in menopause. And we really need to learn how to shift that.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We have to shift it. It has to change. Actually, I was just recording a podcast with Anil Gupta today, and he's the love known as the love doctor. And he says, it's a no till it's a yes. And I love that. He's talking about relationships and dating. It's a no till it's a yes. Don't make it a yes before it's a, you know, it's a true yes. So it's a no till it's a yes. And I really like that motto. And it means that we're selective. And when we lift the, you know, the blessing in the second spring is we lift the cloud of those reproductive level hormones that make us kind of jump onto this hamster wheel. At least it did for our generation. Right? At least it definitely did. I don't know about my kids. I'm like, can I get you a hamster wheel? I mean, what is going on?
Right?
Right. Like, wait, there's the deadline. When a deadline means a deadline, you know, it's not end of the year. It's like end of day deadline, right?
Yeah,
and
right?
that's how we are. That checkboxes have to get checked, right? And so we do that. And it's a matter of, Arianna Huffington said, and she's the, you know, creator of the Huffington Post, world famous. And she said she had learned German on her to-do list for a long time. And finally, she just crossed it off her to-do list.
You know, it's funny though, because I will say that those stressful years seem to be in 40 to 50 or early 40s to mid 50s, where we're doing all the things. There's a lot of high stress. I know from like 42 to 50 were my high stress years. And I was burning the candle at both ends. And it really does affect us. And I didn't take a lot of time for myself. So I want you to talk about oxytocin. I know you talk about that and how it's the most important hormone. And let my audience know how do we create more of that? How does it affect us and our menopausal health?
Yeah, definitely. And I really like to guide people to my first book, The Hormone Fix. For my patients, it's mandatory reading. And I was like, okay, you know, this is going to cut our visits, you know, and the duration of your prolonged suffering in, you know, by 80%. I mean, really can improve it because in The Hormone Fix, I write, it takes more than hormones to fix your hormones. And one of the things I learned through my own stress and trauma and being to the depths of hell, literally, and depressed and stressed, and hormones were a mess, and well over 240 pounds at one point. I mean, all of those symptoms. You know, when cortisol goes up, and that's the stress hormone, perceived or real stress, cortisol goes up, the hormone of love and connection, oxytocin, goes down. So you can't be in a high cortisol state. You know, you can't be angry at your neighbor and love on them at the same time, right? It's very, you can't be angry at your partner, your spouse, and love on them at the same time. There's a disconnect. So cortisol goes up and oxytocin goes down. And when cortisol's up for a long time, it gets suppressed. And we're in this dangerous state where cortisol is low and oxytocin is low at the same time. And so this feels like the disconnect. Like I love, and go into a grocery store or a restaurant, for instance, and you see, you know, a longtime friend, no animosity, someone you've enjoyed, and you're like, I hope they don't see me. I don't want to talk to them, right? You pretend you're invisible, like, oh, you know, that sense of withdrawing from social interactions, being burnout at work. It's usually stress. And like I hear it from so many patients, especially even like, you know, all levels, but my teachers, for instance, oh my gosh, those poor people, because they, you know, over the years, especially teachers that have been in it for a long time, have had more and more restrictions put on their ability to teach, guide, uplift, elevate, and pray for their students. Yes. So yes. A lot of stress, no oxytocin, very little oxytocin time. So they, you know, feel that. I feel burnout at work. I used to love being a teacher or used to love being a doctor. And they're feeling that burnout, that disconnect, because their cortisol's high, you know, suppressed now, and their oxytocin's low, so they're disconnected. And what that feels in our relationship, it feels like I love my partner. I just don't feel love for them anymore. You know, I used to love painting. I used to love swimming. I just don't feel like doing that anymore. And it's a powerful realization when you realize how significantly our physiology affects our behavior.
Yes. And then moving into menopause with all those other things that are happening with our body, that makes oxytocin almost even more important to cultivate. And I know you have ideas of how to do that, or you have experience of how to do that. Can you talk about how we can naturally cultivate that oxytocin in our bodies?
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many beautiful ways. And I love to say, okay, well, first of all, what puts a smile on your face? So I'll ask you, Debbie, what puts a smile on your face?
Well, immediately my grandchildren.
Absolutely, right? You can just think of them and your physiology shifts. You get right. A bigger smile, very authentic joy, authentic yes. joy. And so, and that's, I mean, that's just beautiful. That's powerful. And playing with a pet, my dog, Sandy, she's a little farm rescue Australian Shepherd. And she comes to the door when I get home and she's all shaking and shivering and just like loving, wanting some attention. And always she's that way. And that just that joy, just being able to play with a pet, to receive that joy in our life increases oxytocin. Of course, orgasm. Orgasm is very high levels of oxytocin. It peaks oxytocin and gives us that bond to our partner, that connection. It's why sex and intimacy is so critical in marriage and relationships. It is just that piece that ties us together. And that's why you don't want to have sex if you're dating too soon, because you're going to be bound to someone. Then it becomes a yes when it probably should be a no. And you right. just, because you have that physiology that's connecting you, that oxytocin is in there. And so massage, I have one scheduled for Friday. There's my self-care, hour and a half long, and I can't wait. So, you know, massage if it feels good for you, facials, doing things you enjoy, walking on the beach, going out in nature. And I discovered this, that oxytocin, this powerful hormone, it is the most powerful hormone in our body, and it's a hormone of longevity. Again, and I lecture to multimillionaires, and I tell them, you can have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have love, you have nothing. You have nothing. If you can't feel it and receive it, you have nothing. And what have you worked this hard for?
Well, that's our stopping point for today, friends. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Anna. She is a wealth of information, isn't she? If you want to check out her website, go to dranna.com. That's dranna.com. And I'll link that in the show notes as well. Isn't it amazing? There are so many things we can do to balance and boost our hormones naturally. I've learned so much from this episode, and I'm definitely going to be working on boosting my oxytocin and lowering my cortisol. So friend, if you are enjoying Midlife Crescendo, I have a huge favor to ask. Would you share the podcast with a friend this week? It's the best way for you to help me encourage other women in their midlife journey. Okay, next week on the podcast, Dr. Anna will be back for part two of our conversation. We will be discussing pelvic floor health, vaginal health, also postmenopausal diseases, and what we can do to affect those. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so today. You do not want to miss next week's conversation. Once you are subscribed, each week's episode will land in your podcast app the minute it's published. Thanks for tuning in today. And remember, midlife is just a brand new season to find your passion and purpose for your grand finale. Talk next week.